What I had to do. And even though the sun is shining, but I feel the rain, here it comes again, dear. And even when you showed me my heart was out of tune, but there's a shadow of doubt that's not letting me find you too soon. The music that you gave me, the language of my soul, Lord, I want to be with you, won't you let me come in from the cold? Don't you let the sun fade away. Don't you let the sun be leaving. Won't you come to me soon? And even though the stars are listening, the ocean's deep, I just go to sleep. And then I create a silent movie with the thunder stars. Is that what you are, dear? Your whisper tells a secret. Your laughter brings me joy. And the wonder of being in nature's own accord. But still the tears keep falling. They're raining from the sky. But let the light of your God go under the far and get high. Don't let the sun disappear. Don't let the sun disappear. Don't let the sun disappear. You can't believe in my life. Say that you won't believe in my life. Say what you need. Say. Even when the song is over, where have I been? Was it just a dream? And though your door is always open, where do I begin? May I please come in, dear?
Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly call. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2023. We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening live over our radio or another network and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org and click on our weekly call for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. If anyone would like to email a question, you can send your questions to questions, that's plural, questions, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Please support our business partners. You can find our banners on the right-hand side of our website, of which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save our republic. You can also support us by purchasing the books Government by Consent and Court Access in the Common Law, also found on the right-hand side of the website. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. Click on the donation tab, also on the right-hand side of our website. Okay, we're going to pick up on scriptures this week. We're in a different book. We finished last week, and we're now moving into Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. We'll be reading in chapter 1. So Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, read by Alexander Scorby.
The first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
All right, Jan, do we have any announcements today, or any questions?
We have neither, John.
None.
Nothing. Yeah, okay. We do have the queue open, I think. I'm pretty sure I opened it up. So if anybody has a question or a comment, you can get into the queue. Just real quick, we're going to be starting a Bible study this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So anybody that's interested, you know, they can come into the room. It'll be an hour long. We'll be having a Bible study every Thursday from this point forward, again, starting this week. Let me just move things around here, see where we're at. Okay, I guess we're at. So if anybody's interested in some information on that, you can go to, under Education, starts here, you can click on Bible study and get some basic information on what we'll be studying. And we'll be posting the study. So those who can't make it, I know we have some people at different time zones, and it's difficult. I know we have some people from Hawaii. And I forget how many hours a difference they are with us, but it's quite a few. And in any event, it will be recorded, and people can come and listen into that Bible study anytime they want. On this page, we'll be posting it. So under Education starts here, and it'll be posted under Bible study. Okay, with that, I guess we'll go to questions. If anybody has a question or a comment, correction or anything to offer. If you're on a phone, it's star 6 and a 1. If you're on an app or a browser, there should be a button there to join to get into the queue. Okay, we'll take our first person here. We got, looks like Fred. Let me see if we can get to the button here. Fred. Hi, Fred. You got the mic. What state you're from, Fred?
Thanks.
There's only two people in the queue, so if anybody else wants to get in, now's the time. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I have a specific question which comes out of your book about court access in the common law. It states pretty clearly that chancery courts are banned in the United States except for abatement of nuisance. What does that mean?
Well, I'm not too sure you read that right, unless it's a you know, mistype. But chancery courts are repugnant to our system. We're under law. We're not under equity. We're not under civil law. Chancery courts is where ultimately the individual judges, we call them chancellors, and they call them judges, too. And then they operate under civil law or some form of law. An abatement of nuisance is a process that's accepted under common law. It's been around for quite some time. An abatement of nuisance ultimately is when you're in a particular court that is contrary to the law and coming in under civil law, you can file a, goodness, I forget what they call it, but you can file a response to that and get a summary judgment for abatement of nuisance. The main point of that is summary judgments are not permitted in common law, but an abatement of nuisance is accepted and permitted. And it's common sense, ultimately, anyway. But it is a process in the courts that's been practiced for hundreds of years. And, of course, in any situation where on the paper it is crystal clear that the other side either confessed or enough evidence had come to play that this doesn't even make sense to have a court case, then, of course, a summary judgment would be the appropriate thing. But again, people are given the right to be heard no matter what in any case, and you know they need to at least be heard, and then a decision could be made. But a court of law is decided, of course, by the people and not by an individual, by a judge.
Yes, the problem I see is the claim of a nuisance is a common law claim.
Absolutely, and the nuisance would be, for instance, if you were in court under a code violation, that's a nuisance. And you can file a summary judgment on that and have it be dismissed. Of course, they don't accept these things, and it becomes a battle and has to be fought, of course. You know, our courts are so corrupt, it's really very difficult to get anything in the courts. They've totally destroyed our justice system. We haven't been under law for quite some time now.
It's time we got back to that.
Well, it takes up to the people to get involved to do that. You know, Trump's doing what he can do. The military will be doing what they can do. But if people don't know how to have government by consent, then, you know, if as Jefferson said, if people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. So, you know, I hear a lot of people complain. I've gone to lots of places where people are complaining and they're not happy with things are going on. And I guess they need to suffer more before they get up to do something. But, you know, when you offer them something to do, they don't show up or they don't do anything. They continue to complain, you know. And unfortunately, we've been trained that way, too. Remember, we've been schooled by these people. They have controlled our education. And today it's worse than it ever has been. I mean, they're destroying the generations. They're destroying our children. Our children are being sexualized, being moralized. They're not taught anything in the sense of who we are as a people. They're taught civil law. And again, our political process is totally destroyed. Our judicial process is totally destroyed. You know, the good news is that everything is still there in place. I mean, our structure as who we are as a people, our constitution, it still sits there. And the structure of our government still sits there. But it's the people that are in charge that have taken control, and that's where the problem is. You know, and there's a lot of equity, or shall I say, legislative law that has been put in place that is extremely destructive and it totally destroyed all of our courts.
Certainly the statutes and policies and this endless drivel that the corporation keeps putting out is pretty offensive. Mm-hmm. But in my case, one neighbor complained. And animal control came out and read me all this foolishness about city or state policy concerning the keeping of animals, because I have chickens. Mm-hmm. And the neighbor complains about the rooster crowing. Well, I can't see that a rooster crowing is a nuisance. But the issue here is that there is more than $100 worth of chickens involved. So when the controversy exceeds $20, I have a right to a trial by jury. Except if this is a nuisance, they're going to try to claim an abatement under a chancery proceeding.
That's not how that works. No, that is not a nuisance per se in a judicial way.
Is a judicial nuisance different?
No, the idea of the nuisance is the idea of putting away you know, what would you call the statutory courts or equity courts or courts that are controlled by civil law, legislative law. Because
right.
legislative law is only for the purpose of people who are working for government agencies and operating in commercial activities. And that would include illegal commercial activities also, of course. But the purpose of that written of that has been accepted in America from the very beginning. It goes all the way back to the beginning and further back than that, of course, because it is a principle of common law that had come up. And again, it's the only time when an appreciation for a summary judgment is appreciated. But it has nothing to do with the state using it. It has nothing at all to do with that. That doesn't give them any right. But they do whatever they please, you know, because they got the gun, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I wrote back to animal control and told them I was not going to do any of their stuff and I was not going to apply for a permit and none of this stuff applies to me because I'm under common law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a state national under 8 U.S. Code 1101A21. And so I can ignore all of the procedural, the legislative, you know, the laws, statutes, policies, codes, whatever. None of that stuff applies. But the nuisance part does apply. And the question is, can one neighbor complaining about a rooster crowing constitute a nuisance? Because all my other neighbors say, you know, either we don't hear him or we love to hear him. One of my neighbors comes out and watches the birds all the time. And so this guy's just being a prick. But the question, you're saying that the equity court judge can just rule any way he wants.
Well, again, you know, we ran into problems from the very beginning. This has been a battle. It's been going on even before we became a nation, even while we were colonies. And, you know, the Bar Association became a fixture here in the colonies back in 1750 for the sole purpose to destroy our judicial process, as they had been doing and already probably had already done in England already. And,
yes.
And of course, it's been a battle. Look, at the Revolutionary War never ended. It still goes on. It's been going on since actually before 1750, even. But it was Benjamin Franklin who really started pushing things. But in any event, it's been going on ever since. It's just no longer overt. It's covert. Now, recently, it has become overt again. And what we're seeing right now is really coming to the head here. Coming to the end of the Revolutionary War. You know, the Bar Association, again, was here for the sole purpose of the Bar Association was to destroy America. That's the sole purpose. It was first here destroyed before we became a nation, as I mentioned, 1750. It was to destroy a judicial process and system because we were under common law and the king wasn't happy with that. But of course, there was a declaration of war to some degree, and the king gave the authority of letters of marque, and as a pirate, so to speak, they could come out and they supported that piracy actions to go after, you know, America's ships and any activity really, and the Bar Association is for their that purpose again. Like I said, is to destroy our system. So they're
now all inland pirates, though, under this equity system.
Well, they still seem to think they have a ship here in every court with, you know, going past the bar and all that silliness. But in any event, the battle has been raging for a very long time. And they had seized control of the Federalists. They were back in the day when the debates were taking place, and the Federalists came into some power, of course, and they were backed by the banksters and the Bar Association, which was still not yet the American Bar, but nevertheless, that whole process and the idea was to turn us into a democracy. And now many people believe we're a democracy, which is repugnant to our founding fathers. If you read the Federalist number 10 alone, it really makes it clear that we have nothing to do with democracy. And, you know, the Democrats are the ones that have been, whether they realize it or not, of course, the higher level, the people that, that actually run the parties, a lot of them understand what's going on. And but the Democratic Party came into being around 1802 or 1803, and what happened was the Federalists morphed into the Democratic Party. And then, of course, they used slavery. They were pushing for the slavery to maintain slavery in the colonies, and then, of course, into the states and became a nation and so on. And it's been all destruction ever since. And they finally started the destruction of us as a nation in the sense of, in what is it, 1871.
Yes, the Organic Act.
That
started the whole process of enslaving everyone, which was completed by FDR with the Birth Certificate Trust.
Well, a lot of things, and that was part of it. And the law was they created the USA Inc. And then they started to construct law upon that, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And the final blow in our courts ultimately took place by the Rules Enabling Act in
34 was the Enabling Act. 38 was the combined rules.
Yeah, that's when they made the rules. But the Enabling Act enabled them to make the rules, and it finally came into play in 48.
Yeah, all those things are unconstitutional, though, huh?
Yeah, of course.
We're just going to let them lay there and stink?
Well, when Trump gets back in, that's how he says he's going to make things right very quickly, almost overnight, because everything that has been going on the stroke of one pen, it all goes. That's it, because they were all operating under ink. So everything this clown has been doing in the White House disappears. And I don't know how far back that's going to go, but in theory it can go all the way back. And anything that is constructed and built upon the Organic Act of 1871 from that point forward for sure would go. Federal Reserve is going to go. All of it's going to go. The problem, though, is, you know, that the people are incapable of having government by consent because they don't know how. And
right.
If they don't know the Constitution and they don't understand how the process works and how to have government by consent.
Well, they aren't self-governing. That's the problem.
Well, we're going to end up back where we're at, you know. Look at our founding fathers was pushed forward very strongly for a proper education, and the federal government eventually, as time went on, they seized control of the education throughout America, and everything seems to be approved from a central point. And people don't have any control. They don't know how to deal with the problem. They don't know how to have government by consent. They just don't know. And, of course, therein is the purpose of the book, Government by Consent, that we wrote, and to teach people the Constitution, to teach people the law of the land, which, again, is the Constitution itself, but it's a common law, and to enlighten people how to take control. Bringing back the true committee man, which we've been building the committees of safety, which is the true committee man, taking control of the courts. The people should be 100% in control of their own court. You know, a judge sits in, which is also a magistrate. All judges are magistrates. But a judge sits in on any case in equity, and that's appropriate. But they're not to sit in. They sit in as a, you know, just sort of like a traffic cop. So they put in a magistrate cap to sit into a court of law where they have nothing to say as far as, you know, the process of things. I mean, they're again supposed to keep things going and keep things in order, and that's about it. There is some power and authority for them to, you know, appreciate and be able to agree on a summary judgment if it's obvious. But all this stuff is abused. I mean, again...
Can the magistrate issue a summary judgment before a jury is assembled?
Only if it's absolutely clear on the paper that the one or the other side is going to win, and there's just no way to beat it. You know, you go through different processes, discovery.
Well, if you brought in a set of affidavits, which already showed that the opponents had agreed that they had violated the law and that they were subject to the penalties in 18... U.S. Code 242,
Again, if they agreed, then it's over. Yeah, but they're not going to do it because they're not going to self-destruct.
Well, no, they have, because I've already issued those affidavits, and they have not responded to them. So by definition, they're in default.
They don't care what you say. We don't have courts of justice. They don't exist in America. It's very, you know, once in a while you'll get a judge that may be able to do the right thing. On a federal level, it's far and in between. If you're going up against status quo, it's going up against the establishment. And the same thing in the state courts to a degree. As far as the town courts and the village courts, they haven't got a clue on what's going on. They don't even know the law. And none of them have studied the law. They get like a week or two training on the judge on how to deal with, the code violations. And then they have the attorney that works in the court for them. They call them the prosecutor these days. Used to be I didn't see those people, but now they have it all the time. And
well, the equity courts is just a bank. And you're right. There's really no effort, no need for a judge there. You got a contract dispute. And it's all already resolved in advance.
Yeah,
so if you got a code violation of something of some legislative code, and you're a U.S. citizen, then you're guilty before you even step foot in the court.
That's right. Now you can't beat some of this stuff. It's difficult, and again depends on going up the line who sits in on the case. And again, the key thing is this: you can move it to federal court for cause. And as long as the judge doesn't feel that he's in a situation compromising his support
well, he's going to be protecting a felony of all of his fellow travelers, so he's going to find some way to try to dismiss the case.
Right, and the status quo isn't key. You know, we do have some good chances here. We got a case here, too. I know a couple cases going through. Robert Schultz, would we the people, got a good case going in. Looks like it's going to get before the United States Supreme Court. I'm working on a case with someone, and Robert Schultz is working with us on this case also, which we will be pushing forward towards the U.S. Supreme Court also. So there's two cases going up. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court is making some really great decisions over the past 2 years or so, and we may have taken...
It appears that the Supreme Court has sort of figured out that this devolution thing is really happening, that they need to straighten up or they're going to be scheduled for prison, too.
Well, that's why I think we're getting some success on the Supreme Court. So,
yep.
But it's slow in going. You know, they can't do too much too quickly. And they still got the enemy surrounding them, so to speak, and they got the doorkeepers. It's difficult. So there's lots of problems. But again, we're not going to have justice until we get to the other side. Unfortunately, the people, don't understand justice enough. You know, justice is common law, common sense.
Right.
And we, to some degree, lost our common sense. I mean, look at what's going on. But I guess the bottom line is, and it's unfortunate. Really is unfortunate, especially to those who have woken up and have been woken up for quite some time, and it's just so horrific, so horrible. But the bottom line, I think, is people just are not suffering enough. So more suffering is on its way, and it's going to get worse and worse. And we're all going to suffer for it. The economy is going to drop. The banks are going to go under. They're going to change things over. A loaf of bread might cost you $1,000 or $100 or something. I mean, that's how insane it could become. And that's where we're heading. We're a third world country. Now, the good news is, well, we have to go through that time, all that pain and suffering because we got enough people need to be woken up. That's just the way it is. Now, Trump can change that whole thing in just one signature once he comes into office. And Trump, as I'm sure you know, because you brought up the point of revolution. I'm sure you know Trump is still the president of the United States, and he's just letting things go, and things will take place eventually, be brought into order. But again, people need to become educated. If the people expect to be ignorant and free, they expect what never was and never will be. Forget about it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's not encouraging news about the equity court, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
The best you can do is simply live as a child of God and your example shames them.
Well, that's the most important thing, of course, yes.
Yeah. So that's, well, and I teach common law around here on my back porch to selected groups of locals who are starting to wake up, but it's a tiny fraction of the population. Gosh, these people are slow.
Right. Well, that, again, that's why the committees of safety is the key, to bring the education to the people, to bring the people to power, come together to start dealing with the problems and start exercising their right of government by consent.
I can't find four people in Mecklenburg County who want to form a committee of safety.
Well, I rest my case on what I said earlier.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your clarification on that. The nuisance issue. The rest of it, sadly, you're right. We need more devolution, and sadly, it looks like it's going to be more pain before people wake up.
Right. Well, we're poised to take back the courts as soon as devolution finally executes its the power and authority. You know, the military finally takes this whole system down, this unlawful system, and then reveals back our republic again. And once that happens, we've already filed the papers in the courts to bring our courts back into order. I'm going to be reviewing them then again soon and update those papers, and I may even add to a little more to it. But we've made 19 points in order to bring the law back in our courts, because the courts have become so destructive.
Yes.
And again, they don't hold up the law; they hold up lawlessness.
Right.
And again, we have.
Did Trump end the war, the Revolutionary War?
Not yet.
When he walked in front of the Queen?
Yeah.
Was that an indication that he had negotiated an end to the Revolutionary War and canceled the war debt?
I don't think that he negotiated anything. I think he just told it the way it was. The same thing in Rome. Told them the way it was. I don't know if you saw the pictures with the Pope.
I did. Yeah, he looks like he's sucking a lemon.
Yeah, he looked like he was ready to just quote croak. I mean, he was just so, forget about it. But yeah, he served notice. That's it. We're done. We're out of the system. And they all know it. They just have, you know, it's like the devil thinks that, you know, they still have a chance, that there's still something that could be done. But it's done for them. And all their moves are in check. So. But again, this continues, all this pain, all this suffering continues because people refuse to wake up. And remember, look at, some people can't hold a thought in their brain any much more than a sentence or two or three. I mean, they've been tweeting for quite some time now, and that's all they can do, you know. They can only talk in little words. It's nothing ever of any value or anything has any benefit to us.
Well, conditioned by a lifetime of public indoctrination in the school system and then the constant barrage from the mainstream media has got these people afraid of the government.
And religion. They've controlled religion. They control it all.
Yeah.
You know, everything, it's all planned. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't even realize how seriously defunct this whole system is, as far as what they think that they think that they have liberty to, but they don't have any at all, really.
Right.
And especially when you run into a situation, you end up in court, that's when you find out that Constitution means nothing to these people. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, I appreciate your advising me on the nuisance issue. The rest of it, we'll just have to wait and see. And unfortunately, those of us who see what's going on are going to have to suffer with the rest of the fools.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can win on a nuisance on the lower courts. You know, it depends on, you know, you're writing your papers, you know, and you bring up your points in such a way that they kind of wonder about you and they get concerned because, look, remember, you know, bar attorneys have a difficult time seeing the things that we're doing here, because their mind has been so poisoned by law. They think, for instance, court decisions by other judges is the common law. I mean, it's total insanity, but that's what they think. And of course, they spent you know, 150,000 or more just to get their education. That really is just an education to imprison themselves and the people. And so they don't see it. But on the lower level, when you get a judge in these courts, for instance, and they really understand nothing, you know, on the town level, the village level, and even on the city levels, depending on, like, well, New York City, for instance, the New York City courts are courts of record, so they claim, and those judges understand a lot more, of course. You just don't become a judge in New York City without any kind of an education. But they don't have any education at all on the lower levels. So they go to a judge school for a week or two, whatever it is, to learn the process, because it's all about how they operate. Everybody's guilty. You've got to work out the fines, follow the papers. And if you need to get some information, you know, you ask the prosecutor. We'll put a bar attorney in there for you. So when...
Yeah, good advice from the bar attorney.
When you get a piece of paper and you finally get them to read it, they're more apt to be able to understand it more than the bar attorney that's advising them. And that becomes a conflict. And that I've seen in a case, my last case in the town court. There was really a conflict between the two. And I said, well, okay, this is fine. And I'm not coming back here no more. If we're going to federal court, I'm taking this for cause and I'm suing everybody. I'm suing the court. And it took a while going back and forth a little bit, and they went into conference and they came in and threw the case out. So they did the right thing, but they did it under pressure. Maybe the attorney understood a little bit of what we had written also. I don't know. But clearly, I know that, you know, people who are not affected by the poison of the Bar Association reading our papers, they're the ones, they can understand it. But again, you know, it is unfortunate that people aren't paying attention.
Yeah, I noticed the attendance at the Monday night call is not doing great either.
Yeah, not as good as it used to be. We used to have hundreds of people come. We don't have those kind of levels anymore. But then people get bored. You know, we've been doing this for quite some time, and we understood, you know, I always understood that this is going to take some time. But people don't have the patience for that either. And then people fall away, and then sometimes people fall back in. But we are doing what we have to do. We have to hit critical mass. We have to get the message out to millions of people. Once we can hit critical mass and get the message out to millions of people, then that's how we will get critical mass, because we will get the remnant, you know.
Yes, and presumably Trump is supposed to be using his Truth Social to get that message out.
Well, he's not aware of us, and they're not aware of the proper education that's required of the people. I don't know what kind of plan they have for that. I haven't seen anything out there where they're educating the people properly. We're here for that purpose, and we've tried to get his attention, but he's too many doorkeepers. You can't get through to him. I've sent him books, and they come back to me.
Huh. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're kidding ourselves if we think Trump is the knight on the white horse who's going to come in and rescue the country, because only the people can rescue the country.
Well, that's the key. Yeah, he's a type of a Cyrus, let's say, and he can put things back straight and free the people, but the people are incapable of liberty and freedom. They're just totally incapable of it because of a lack of education. But again, remember, we don't have government by the majority. We have government by the majority that participates. And it's just a handful of people that control this whole system. You know, if you look in the political and the judicial process is controlled ultimately, really, by the committeemen. And that's a handful of people. But those committeemen, they don't even know what's really going on. We're talking about the statutory committeemen. And they're run by party bosses. But each county has a couple of party bosses, and then the state has a small group of party bosses, that control everything. They make all the decisions. They just let people think that they're making decisions and think that their vote means something. It means nothing. The
right.
Whole thing is fixed, you know. And so it's really controlled by a small group of people, ultimately.
In fact, I'm seeing a lot of that in North Carolina, that the people are focused on election integrity. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling them it doesn't matter a rat's ass who you vote for. Right. It's a uniparty. All these people are on board with this whole the Bar Association effort to subjugate America back to being a British colony.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this next election coming up in 24, though, is an important election that people get out there so that the numbers are there and it helps prevent them from cheating. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of talk that there probably won't be an election coming up in 24. That's a good possibility. Either way, whether we go through an election or not, we're going to take this nation back. It can only go so far. They can only allow so much destruction. And believe me, they are destroying us. Look what they did in Hawaii.
The destruction that the Biden regime has already put in motion is going to take America down a long ways. And that's already baked into the cake. I mean, there's no way to stop the stuff he's doing now.
Right.
It's going to have huge impacts.
I am kind of surprised that the military hasn't taken down HAARP, you know, because HAARP is doing a lot of damage and because they're playing with the weather. And then, of course, they have those rays.
Directed energy weapon.
Yes. That's what's causing a lot of the fires. And, you know, we have the fires out in California and all out west. We had the fires up in Canada, and then, of course, it took place in Hawaii. And this has been going on for quite some time, as a matter of fact. I've been watching this, and I'm sure others have seen it also, for quite a few years now, different places where they've used that weapon in order to take things out. And there's nothing left. When it hits a house, or there's nothing left, it just melts. You know, I mean, you go out there, and I heard them talking, some people talking about the power of these things. And, you know, you don't even see a toilet bowl, for instance, is made of ceramic. Okay. And they melt. They're gone. You don't even see them. You know, everything's just gone. Unless it's blue, which we hear that it could avoid the problem if something is blue. So, however that works.
Can I say something?
Go right ahead.
As far as HAARP goes and weather control and all that, they do have some control over that, but I don't believe they have the control that they want us to believe. Directed energy weapons have nothing to do with the weather.
Well, that's
a weapon, and that needs to be taken out. But as far as the weather goes, look, there is going to be weather things sent by God, and the black hats, the devil's going to take credit. He's going to try to take credit. Oh, we did that. No, you didn't. This is part of the punishment. Look, America's going to go down, and you know you talk about Trump not being the savior and all that stuff. However, it's bottom up and top down. They've been playing that against us. When Trump comes in, his job is to bring the top down, so that we can get on the bottom and do the work we need to do. Right now, you get attacked from top to bottom. It's impossible. Our hands are tied. But all we need is a leader like Trump to come in there and say, no, we're going back to the Constitution. You can't do this. It's very easy for him to lay it out. They got a plan, and I'm sure it's going to be out there. Then it's going to be up to us to make the tribunals and do the grand juries and straighten our counties out. Because, quite frankly, you don't want the federal government to do that anyway. Because you know your county better than I know your county, and certainly better than the federal government knows your county. So it's really he's really going to empower the people, and he's going to activate the people. And it's not going to get done overnight, but it's going to happen a lot quicker than you think it is. Because while that's going on, business is going to come back, and prosperity is going to come back, and it's just going to feed on itself. But not before we have this near-death experience, and if my people who are known by my name would repent and give up their evil ways, I would hear them from heaven and heal their land. That's what's going to happen. When it happens, no man is going to be able to take credit for it. It's going to be a biblical thing, in my opinion. It's going to be something that no one man could do, and they're going to know that this is a chastisement from God. You know, it's nothing new under the sun. We've seen all this stuff before. You know, it's just, you know, we are now, it's just repeating. The Bible repeats itself. we're in the kind of an Exodus season. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't know if you ever saw that Trey Gowdy makes these films. He went over there. The rocks melted. And that was just from the power of nature. Whatever comet or whatever was that rained down there, they found things that we don't even know that we have technology to produce that damage that Sodom and Gomorrah went through. So God has a lot, you know, don't ever doubt, you know. And that's all in effect. And look at, you know, God is very merciful, but he's also just. And there has to be justice meted out. And that's the hard part. Some of these people really, really need to pay for their crimes. I mean, horrible, horrible crimes. And I believe the thing that has saved us is the fact that Roe versus Wade went away 50 years to the day. And this is a jubilee year. These are all biblical God's timing. We're also living out the Daniel.
Hey, there's just a raccoon in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Eating the cat. Big.
That means you got the back door open.
I saw his footprints out there.
How did he get in?
Yeah,
the back door is open. There's a raccoon in the kitchen. I gotta sit here with my gun on my side.
Use rat shot in the house.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, my 40 caliber goes through three walls before it stops.
What? He's in the kitchen.
I gotta go. I'm on raccoon duty. See how my day goes, John? Wow.
Too many rats down at the bottom up level.
Okay. Yeah, this is the black hats attacking me. They're very dangerous. Stay away from him.
Where's your dog? Don't you have a dog?
Nah, he died.
He what? Did he say he died? All right, anything else before we move on to our next person, Fred?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it and enjoyed the rapport. You guys carry on. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll go on to our next caller here in the queue. Looks like Mike, you got the mic. Mike, what's your state? Mike, you got it. Last call for Mike. You got the mic, Mike. Maybe you're muted or something. Maybe you're trying to talk. Unmute your mic, maybe. We've unmuted you from this end. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Go right ahead. What state?
Okay. Sorry about that. California.
California, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, and you gave me some good advice. I just wanted to get a little clarification. This is regarding a concealed carry offense I was charged with.
Yeah, you have a good possibility of winning that case. How'd it go?
Well, my court date is for October 7th or 2nd, and I haven't filed the paperwork yet. And the response, I had a couple of questions about that. You said that I should ask for if there's ask the DA if there's a grand jury indictment. Should I mention in my paperwork that this is a special appearance? Should I mention the common law, or is that down the road?
Well, let me think about it. This is a what kind of a court is it? What level this is?
It's a state court of California.
Well, yeah, you can go in there. I would put jurisdiction in there and call the jurisdiction a court of record and put a footnote on it. Which defines that court of record, because they don't know what a court of record is. They actually think a court of record is a court that keeps a record, and all courts keep records.
Okay.
But in any event, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about coming in under a special appearance.
Okay.
You're in the proper court. The problem is they've hijacked the law court, and they put in place the civil court. And but in any event... you do have to make it clear that you know that there is no if there is no indictment, there's nothing to talk about here because the defendant can't come
okay.
out.
Now, in my response, would it be a good idea to reference Amendment Number 5?
Well, you know, there's a lot that you can refer to, of course,
uh-huh.
because, again, you're being voted
into a court
that is operating under civil law. So, of course, is the problem. And so, therefore, it is an Amendment 5 violation. And also Amendment 7, particularly, you know, and also 6, isn't it 6? Let me take a quick look here. Speedy trial, okay. Well, the key one here is the grand jury, which is Amendment 5.
Amendment 5.
So that is the key one, but there's others, because, again, in common law, you know, it has to operate under the rules of common law. Just recently, I think I brought this up last week. Recently, I found out that the writs for the sovereign people have been done away with under Rule 60, I believe it is. So they actually put those writs are no longer available. I mean, again, by a rule, mm-hmm. they don't even have the power, and they operate rules as if they're laws, and so they've been making the law. You know, all of the rules of the court that they operate on, particularly on the federal level, of course, and they have rules of the court and all the state courts, too, and everything. So it gets back to the same problem. But they use rules as if it's law. So they actually have legislated their own law in control.
Yeah.
So, John, when did they do that Rule 60? How long ago? Was that recent? Or is that?
In 1938.
Oh, so when we go in with a writ of error and all this, they go, oh, we know these guys.
You can't do a writ of error no more because we annihilated it. It's gone, you know. We abrogated it. Just like
we abrogated it. Got to ask Gail Prudente what that means.
Yeah, they abrogated the common law rule, too. Abrogated all the rights and the powers and the authorities of writs for the free people under Rule 60. And there's a whole bunch more things going on, you know. They get to decide what evidence you can bring in or not. They control everything. It's pretty sick.
I'll tell you, I got to send you the paper that lawyer wrote in my case when we wrote a couple of writs, writ of error and a couple other things, and a mandamus. Boy, did he cry and complain about that. You should read it because it's interesting to get his take on these things that we put in that are not allowed,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
they are the minions of the New World Order. They're true believers, and they are traitors to the people, traitors to our Constitution, traitors to the United States of America.
The interesting thing scene was he didn't say they were not allowed. He said we don't have the authority to do it or something to that effect. I want to go back and read it because now that I know that, I'll look at it in a different light. He said they're not available or we don't have the authority, one or the other. So he didn't say they weren't there anymore. It's
he didn't refer to Rule 60? This is the first time I heard about this. Again, you're looking to read through the rules of federal procedures, particularly, and every state has their own rules, so there's lots of things to read through. It just bores me to tears. I can't stay awake. It's just really painful. But I really do have to find the time to sit down. Well, maybe it's a waste of time to read through the rules because it doesn't matter what they bring up anyway. You know, we're heading for courts of justice eventually. I don't think we're too far away from it. Maybe another year, maybe another month. I don't know. But at some point in time, we're already poised to take back our courts. When you have one rule, well, we have two major rules inside the rules, the federal rules. We've got two rules major, particularly, that are so repugnant to the Constitution and to the common law and to liberty in itself that the whole tree is rotten, you know? That the fruit of the rotten tree? What is that called again? Do you remember?
Poison fruit. It's the poison fruit. Fruit of the poison tree.
Fruit of the poison tree, right. So, you know, once you get that one bad apple, the whole tree has been poisoned, you throw the whole thing out.
I got some information today that's pretty well vetted, and I'll look at it some more, but they claim that there's five or six ships around the world ported, you know, in different places, and they're doing military tribunals.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And that's good news, because we can't, this stuff will never get done in the courts. The courts are so corrupt. So it's going to have to be done by the military in the beginning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They got such a job to do. I can see them starting ahead of time because, you know.
Well, they've been operating for quite some time doing a lot
of things. They have to. If you think about it, they have to.
Yeah.
It's a massive job.
They've been taken out of a lot of the slave trade movements. They've seized gold. There's lots of things going on.
If they did it in public, you know what that would do? The biggest rats would scatter first.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get away. They'd go down into their...
Once they make the move, they'll take out all the head at the same time. All the heads.
Right.
One shot, pow. And what is it, 10 days, they say, to really bring normality to something?
Yeah, I think the guys that are in the know that really can think, they know that it's coming because they see the result. Look, there are certain people, they're disappearing, that you don't hear from them anymore. They went here, they went there, and then you don't hear anything. Or they went to the hospital and they never came back. These are all, I think, you know, fallout from what they're doing behind the scenes, and you know, at some point it's going to become obvious that it's going on. But right now there's still a lot of people asleep. Even their own minions are asleep. They don't know, and they also don't realize that they're the first ones that are going under the bus. They'll throw their minions under the bus first.
How's your mask bandit doing out there, by the way?
I couldn't shoot him.
Well, you didn't.
He was a little baby, and he stood out there, and he stood up and put his hand out. He wanted me to give him a hand.
Did you feed him so he'll come back? Or
what? Oh, my goodness. And my daughter's going, oh, he's cute. I said, you better get back. You've never seen the raccoons can be the most vicious animals. I used to trap them, and I actually had one as a pet as a kid. And you have to be careful with them. And that's back before we were worried about rabies. We didn't know anything about rabies and raccoons when I was a kid. I don't even think they had rabies.
Rabies have been around for a long time, sure.
You know, I know they have, but I don't think it was like today. It's like, oh, every raccoon has rabies. I don't know.
Well, I haven't heard that.
Well, different years it's more than others, and this thing, obviously, if you've ever seen an animal with rabies, you can tell they got rabies. And usually, they if you see them out during the day like a raccoon, that's a very big red flag because they're nocturnal. So if they're roaming around during the day acting stupid, you know they got rabies.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
let's get back.
He lives.
What was that song about raccoon? I think it was the Beatles who did something. Didn't they? Ricky the Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon. And then we got Muskrat Love.
Yeah, and then there was Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road.
That one too, yeah.
speak in the high heavens.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, what else you got, Mike?
Just one more thing. Now, if they refuse to answer my question on jurisdiction, I did bring it up at the initial time I went in.
Well, okay, what you want to do is be careful on
what
you focus in. Write a paper. Get all the issues in, be very vague, but the key point right now that you're really looking at, there's no indictment.
Okay.
And again, they're going to say they don't need an indictment because, we don't put people in jail longer than a year here in this court, because that's what really makes the difference there. So they think, you know.
Right.
And again, as I mentioned, go into Black's Law and you'll see the definition of.
I did look it up. And yeah, a year is a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Look, a day's a long time.
Yeah, it is. It depends on the situation. And
but you're innocent.
A day in jail feels like a month.
Yeah, it's really bad. So.
And if they don't like you, they make it feel like a year.
But I do believe that you will win this case if you move it into the federal. If they don't back off and you move it into federal court for cause, you're in the course, right?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You're in our course? Court action?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah.
Right, so you're learning in there how to write things, and there's a lot of examples and stuff. And, and look, you need to write, when you write your paper, you know, the key to writing a paper is reading it 10 times, and even that's not enough, and keep changing it, manipulating it, massaging it, breaking the words down, breaking the length of your sentences and your paragraphs, and boiling it down to, you know, just getting focused. And And again, you know, the more you read in other court cases, particularly U.S. Supreme Court rulings and things like that, but even other cases, you can see kind of the lingo that they use. And, you know, I've kind of, and it's good kind of, you know, the words that they use. I use the same words that they use. But anyway, you want to come in with a really good, powerful paper. But the key thing is that without that grand jury indictment, there is no crime. You know, you can't be held. And again, push towards the Fifth Amendment. That is the key.
Okay.
You know, no person shall be held for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, and define infamous crime because they don't know what that is, unless on the presentment of an indictment of a grand jury. And so therefore, where is the injured party? That's under common law. In order for there to be a crime, there's got to be an injured party. State can't be the injured party. Of course, to some degree, the people can be an injured party by, you know, maybe violating something on the state, you know, stealing or things of that nature, you know. But there has to, and there has to be some kind of a sworn affidavit somewhere to open up a court case. Well, what's the sworn affidavit? Is there a sworn affidavit in there against you? And we're not talking about a police report with a signature on it. That's not even sworn to, even though it says sworn and the police officer signs it, that's meaningless. It means nothing. No, it has to be before a notary. And they don't do that. Well, you know, I'm surprised that they haven't gotten to the point to do it at this point. You know, they haven't been doing it mostly because it's too dangerous.
It's like, if there was a sworn affidavit, would it already be in the court papers? Like if I went and looked at my file, would it be there?
If there's a sworn affidavit, there's an injured party. It's got to be by the injured party, not by the officer.
Not by the court, but it would be in the court file if it existed.
If it existed, but
Excuse me.
Who did you injure?
There was no injury. Apparently, somebody was frightened because they saw my gun. No injuries.
Yeah, and again, so you got the Second Amendment, you got the Fifth Amendment. There's other things you can use. Of course, you have the Supreme Court ruling, in which they on the Second Amendment, you have that, and so you got a lot of ammunition. I'd get all into that one paper. And you go in one time, and that's it. You don't want to play there no more. You move it to federal court for cause. But again, you know, these things that you're doing, you have to have some basic knowledge and write some papers, be able to write these papers.
Right. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm getting there. But, it's a learning process. So.
Yeah. You know, it's really all, when you look at the whole thing, you know, you step back, it's all just becoming familiar with things. It's really pretty simple and logical, you know, common law and how things work and, you know, the court process and so on. It is pretty simple and logical. It's not really, well, again, you know, it's all in the writing, though, you know.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Which state are you in?
California.
The great communist state of California. As bad as New York.
Yeah, possibly.
Not much better. The only thing I like about New York is we've had constitutional sheriffs stand up to the governor on the gun laws. That's very encouraging. So when push comes to shove, we might get that critical mass of the sheriff standing up, which is very, very hard for them to go against that.
We've actually got a couple of constitutional sheriffs that I know of down here also.
They got to band together because they don't want to be out there on their own. They need to go together and do, you know, like band their counties together in the Constitution, or through the Committee of Safety is the best way.
Yeah, and that's why someone in each state really has to kind of take the bull by the horns and really work on with others, of course, to get the book Government by Consent into the hands of the sheriffs, because I think that has a big thing going on for us here in New York, because all our sheriffs have that book. Plus, they've already made that stand against, the governor, as Gerard has brought up. And we're getting good conversations with a couple of sheriffs we've talked with that they're kind of realizing what the true law is. And so if you get enough sheriffs together with knowledge, and you really want to work on your whole state, for every state we get, where we know that every sheriff has the book, we're going to have a very specific campaign on that state with all those sheriffs to try to bring them together under the umbrella of the common law, you know, so that they can, you know, reinstate, take back their power and authority, and step up and stand for the people. But without the knowledge, they can't do anything, and they don't have
right,
the knowledge.
Right. I think that could go pretty well out here in California. I think most of California is red. The larger counties, L.A. and San Francisco, they're of course blue. But most of you know, where I live, it's definitely red. Everybody carries a gun here.
If it wasn't for the voter fraud, it would have all been red practically.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Newsom did not win that recall by vote. No way.
I'm curious. What did they charge you with for somebody seeing your gun? Did they call it menacing or what?
They call it,
is it a misdemeanor or a felony?
It's a misdemeanor, and it just says, having concealed firearm on person in violation, and it gives the code law. No, nothing about anybody being scared or menaced or, you know, anything else.
I think they're even misapplying that law they're using on you, to be honest with you. If you read that law real good, I bet you didn't do what it would require. Just because somebody sees your gun, you know, I know they have rules against menacing any gun, whether, you know, I mean, a rifle, you can get caught with a rifle, and they call it menacing. If you
What does the code actually say that they used against you?
That's what I'm saying. You got to read it, because I'll bet you if somebody just saw his, inadvertently saw it, that's not menacing.
The code is irrelevant because you can't apply it upon...
No, but the other thing is I was going to say, this timing is good, because right now... The people are fed up,
they're not fed up enough. I'll tell you that.
Well, no, but the sheriffs have a little bit more. What do I want to say? They have a little more courage to stand up, I think.
And they have children too in school, and I think that's
right. Right. So it's coming down, and everybody's, you know, the more dissatisfied and upset people get with this whole thing, not just one thing, the whole thing, the whole woke thing, everything that's going on in the schools. What's going on in the counties? It's going to get easier to stand up because you know you won't look like such a nut like it has been for the past 20 years. You can't say anything. You can't open your mouth. As a matter of fact, you go to court, they would order a mental evaluation. They say you're crazy. You need a mental evaluation. What? You think you can walk around with a gun? What are you crazy? You know what I mean? It's like, so anyway, I think it is good timing. So you know, good luck to you. I'm sure you
will.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I think you're right on that. I think the tide is turning. So I'm optimistic.
Like they turned now the Supreme Court using New York, which had one of the most egregious unconstitutional gun laws, turned it down, and then evil Kathy Hochul, because every time she does something like this, her horns grow longer. She put a new law in that was more egregious than the law that the Supreme Court took out, and she didn't care because she knows by the time the NRA and all these other so-called, you know, gun rights things get it into the Supreme Court, it takes 3 or 4 years. So she gets to do it because the police officers and the judges are too stupid to realize that if she puts an unconstitutional law in, and if they uphold it, it's the same as them guys in Nuremberg that said we were following orders. They should be hung too. And that's what we got to get out there, that this is against human rights, and that if you're going to enforce it, then you're going to suffer the consequences. Because ultimately, that's what these military tribunals will do. They're going to give them a quick trial. They're going to say, hey, get up there, stick your neck in the noose. That's it, buddy.
Yeah, if they're enforcing the law, it's their responsibility to know what the law is.
Right. You can't be doing something that's unconstitutional and maybe even a crime against humanity. You can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. I said my soapbox. Okay.
All right, we'll take our next call. We only got a couple people in the queue, so if anybody wants to get in there.
Thanks for your time, John. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Okay, let's go. Well, let's see. We're going to go over to Ross. How you doing, Ross? You got the...
Hey, Sean. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. I started to move to start creating the community of safety here is that you're going to be very slow. It's just some people are still asleep and certain people want a certain time and day and where we meet in a physical location.
I'm sorry. What about the time?
Oh, is one of the first people I called back and he said he runs a business and he needs to know what time.
Oh yeah, you have to figure out a day and a time that you'll meet once a month, and usually you try to meet at 7 or so. 7 is a good time. 7 o'clock is a good time because then you can kind of see what we've done by 9 and at a reasonable time. Pick a day. Hopefully it's not a Monday. But again, a Monday's fine too. If you pick a Monday, they still would be heading home by 9. Time to come to a Monday night still. If you're doing that, I guess Monday. I know a lot of.
Yeah.
What we used to do a lot of Monday, right? There are a lot of Mondays.
I have to do like on a Saturday because I work on the Monday.
Yeah, well, Saturdays, in the summertime is problematic. Enjoy themselves. But again, look at the people, when you get people together, in the beginning, you meet the coffee house anytime, any day. Here or there, a couple of people get on the phone, get on Skype, whatever you want to use to communicate, just to discuss and start making some plans for it. But the actual meetings, once you have your first meeting, you could be on a Saturday, definitely. It could be Saturday afternoon, you don't have to be that long, but that's the.
You mean like a seminar for the community safety?
But your regular meetings throughout the month, I mean, if people wanted to do it on a Saturday, it's fine, but people have to get together and talk about that, and the majority will rule on the final decision.
Yes.
Yes.
I think can we be successful of get rid of the Organic Act of 1871?
Well, that's what we're working on, of course. Look, that's what Trump is ultimately working on. Trump is working on taking it down from that point, of course, because they're aware of the USA, shall I say. They're aware of it, and that's what they're taking down. It's the deep state, so everything constructed upon that just goes away at the stroke, at the stroke of a pen. And of course, anything that this administration goes away literally overnight because he's never been the president of the United States of America. So that goes real quick. What we need to worry about and work on, and that we know of, is to bring the force back into the proper order. And that is to bring us back into the common order. And we're poised for that. At least we're poised for that at the national level. But again, it's the committees of safety that need to develop. And it does take time to get it going. And it is tough to get a couple of people, together to actually start doing something. And we're all busy. A lot of people say, "Oh, I'm too busy." We're all struggling. And you're going to fail. And get less if you don't do anything.
Okay. Okay.
All
right.
Good luck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay, we'll take our next caller. And again, nobody in the queue at this point after this caller, so anybody wants to get into the queue. Walt from New York, how you doing, Walt?
Yes, hello, John. I just want to pass along some information to you that I heard, in case you didn't hear it, it's important. It was on July 13th. It was in Melbourne, Florida, on CBS News, local TV report, WPEC-TV, 12:43 in the afternoon, and the reporter's name was Mike Magnoli. He stated that Governor DeSantis and other Florida public officials solicited a Supreme Court grand jury down here, and they have credible evidence. This is right in the report. I couldn't believe it got by the screeners. I'll tell you what happened in a minute about that. They got credible evidence that the COVID-19 shots are bioweapons. It's unbelievable. What happened was I got a hard copy of this in the mail from some church.
Start over on this. Who and where? Bring us
all right,
back.
Okay. All right. Oh, it was July 13th in Melbourne, Florida. WPEC-TV. Let me see. CBS 12. And the reporter's name is Mike Magnoli. That's M-A-G-N-O-L-I. In that report, you're going to see that he's stating that Governor DeSantis and other Florida public officials solicited the grand jury in the Supreme Court, and the grand jury was, they agreed to look into this. They're doing it right now. They have credible evidence. That's in this report that Mike was talking about, that the COVID-19 shots are bioweapons. This is incredible. Now, here's what happened. I got a hard copy of this report, part of it, and at the top right corner is the website. So after I got it, maybe about 3-4 days later, I called the library, because I don't do computers, and they couldn't find it on the website. And I got the website information I can give you.
Give us the website.
All right, yes, but let me tell you real quick. But after I called another library back a couple days later, they couldn't find it either, but they found it on Google. So let me tell you what I think happened. I'll give you the website. The screeners missed it. The national media missed it. The local news got it out, and after it was reported, then they censored it after. But still, it's for some reason, it's still on Google as of 2 days ago. Now, I'll give you the website. Here it is right here. It's HTTP.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that. Just go right to the name of the website, the www. And then that website. What's the website?
Okay, none of that's here on this at the top corner here. It's just got this all this information I was just going to tell you. But that's all I have at the top corner here. But like I said,
on the top, you've got the HTTP /://
Oh, I got it. Let me just say it.
But after the www. Isn't there anything there?
There is no W dot on this
HTTP. What do you got after that?
All right. I got :// CBS12.com/news/local/Brevard-County.
Hold on.
/GOP.
/local. What's after slash
okay.
local?
After that, after slash. /Brevard.
Spell that.
B as in boy, R-E-V-A-R-D.
Yep.
-County.
Oh, when you say dash, are we talking about a hyphen, an underscore?
Just a line.
A little dash, a hyphen, okay.
Yeah, and then after that county, then there's another dash, G-O-P.
Oh, wait a second. So we have Brevard. I guess that's the county, right?
Yes, but that's why they say dash county after it.
Oh, dash county. Okay.
And after that is -GOP.
GOP?
Yeah.
Okay.
After that, COVID.
Any slash or anything before COVID?
No, just dash COVID. And then after that, -19.
Yep.
And then dash vaccine. That's the whole site. But like I said, in Rochester, New York, a good librarian couldn't find it. And then I called another.
Spell vaccine.
They found it on Google, though. Two days ago.
Spell vaccine.
What's that?
Spell vaccine, because I know I don't have it right. V-A-X.
All right, here's how you spell it. V-A-C-C-I-N-E.
Two C's?
Yeah.
Okay, and COVET is the COVET, I think, or?
Oh, it's COVID.
COVID, COVID.
Yes, also I left out one thing right at the very end. You can barely see it. There's three periods after the word vaccine. It's almost invisible.
Yeah, well, that means that there's more there and they're not giving it to you. So,
all right, that's on this website here. So you want me to read it real quick to you, back to you again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. https://2 to the right, CBS12, that means 1-2, .com/news/local/brevard-county-gop-covid-19-vaccine. So, John, what I'm saying is you might not be able to find it. They took it down. They censored it. But, like I said, Friday, another librarian, just check Google. It was there, the whole report.
Yep, here it is. We got it right now. County GOP COVID-19 vaccine is a bioweapon.
Yes, sir, you got it. And you see underneath there, it says by Mike Magnoli.
I'm going to play this. Hold on 1 minute. It's only 2 minutes, so we'll play it, okay?
All right. Okay.
Party leaders on the Space Coast are minutes away from officially calling on the governor and other state leaders to ban mRNA-based COVID vaccines immediately. I-Team Chief Investigator Mike Magnoli has more on what exactly is going on. Mike.
Good evening, everybody. Well, in their own words, the leaders of Brevard County's GOP say that they believe the vaccines are a biological weapon. As you say, this is the executive committee of the party in Brevard. They haven't hit send on this letter yet, but that vote coming up at 6:30, and I'm told it's fairly likely going to pass. If it does, they're asking state leadership to make it illegal to give or to take mRNA vaccines in Florida.
In this four-page letter, complete with footnotes, Brevard County Republicans cite sources which led them to a stunning conclusion. Here it is in their own words. Government agencies, media, and tech companies, and other corporations have committed enormous fraud by claiming COVID-19 injections are safe and effective. Strong and credible evidence has recently been revealed that COVID-19 and COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons. If approved, this letter will be sent to Tallahassee at a time when a grand jury requested by Governor DeSantis is investigating those very same vaccines. That grand jury's job is to determine whether pharmaceutical giants who brought the mRNA vaccines to market broke any laws and should face charges.
Yeah.
Already illegal to require anyone to get the COVID vaccine in Florida, but if state leaders go along with Brevard's request, no one in Florida would be allowed to get those vaccines. Today, the federal government sent a very different letter to drug companies, calling on them to make the COVID vaccines cheaper and more accessible, anticipating an increase in demand come flu season.
The Brevard County Republicans gathering right now. That vote is expected sometime during the 6 o'clock hour, but I can tell you there is major support for this going forward. We'll let you know what happens with this vote. You can check out our social media sites and the webpage, cbs12.com. We'll see how this vote goes. Back over.
It's young men and women dying. And they're dying because other young men and women are shooting them.
Okay. All right, so we've got that. We'll post this up.
Listen,
on our
website. I got to say something.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I just want to ask you one question about the court of record.
Yeah.
Again, I just thought court of record is when you had it being recorded, audio right. Recorded. So is that what
yeah,
that
that's,
means?
That's what they think, okay? And if you go into, the dictionary, you can go into Bouvier's, you go Black's Law, it'll express it. It's a process that goes according to the common law, you know?
Okay.
So.
All right.
Let me see what we got here. We put a. Should be able to get this up one now. Okay, it's over here. Hang on a second, Gerard. You wanted to bring something up?
Yeah, and this whole DeSantis in Florida and making the vaccine, you know, illegal to take or give. I'm very suspicious because I know how they operate, and we know that Trump does 5D chess. Well, so do they. Now, we know this vaccine is a bioweapon. Dr. Martin has been saying it since 2000, since it came out. And the you know where the evidence is? It's in their own paperwork. In the pharmaceuticals paperwork, it shows myocarditis. It shows all this stuff. They didn't lie about it because they're proud of it, I think. But it doesn't matter. Now, thinking outside the box, and this is my own feeling with this, is if DeSantis is pushing it, it shows how desperate the Republican Party is that they're willing to throw this vaccine under the bus, maybe to get at Trump, because they're going to say, oh, Trump colluded with Pfizer, and he's got stock in the company, and blah, blah, blah. They will use it to take him out because they're that scared of him. They don't care. So they'll lose this one, and they'll come up with a new pandemic. That's my gut reaction here with this, that it's all politics because they are suffering so much. And, you know the Democrat, Republican, it's all the same devil. You know, like you say, John, it's a criminal on the right or a criminal on the left. Believe me, they're working together, and that's my feeling. I don't trust DeSantis. I'm sorry. I don't know. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I think this has something to do with Karen Kingston. I mentioned her before. She, after this happened, she sent a letter to the sheriffs asking them to enforce this. And the sheriffs, like we've experienced before, they felt threatened by this. And she couldn't believe it, that they felt threatened by her asking them to get rid of all the mRNA vaccines in Florida. And so I have a free subscription to her Substack. And so you can't make a comment. So I paid $100 to her just to tell her about the campaign to educate sheriffs from the NLA. And so she liked my comment anyway. So she knows about us and the campaign, and I told her that this is a typical response that we've gotten from sheriffs because they don't know what the actual law is, but now it's time to educate them. So anyway, I think this is all a part of the same thing, and I yield.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah, well, before you do that, though, up on the screen, if you can see the screen, you're coming in on a phone, huh? You're not coming in on any kind of a browser.
It's on a phone. Yes, yeah. It's on a phone.
All right, well, I'll read it, what it says. It's Court of Record, and this is out of Black's Law.
Okay.
It's a footnote I put this footnote on every paper I write. And it's a Court of Record, and it says, proceeding according to the course of the common law. And it has numerous court cases concerning that, and you'll find all this information in Black's Law.
Okay. All right. Can I make one comment? What response to Gerard's comment?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You're the only one in the queue. We'll be talking to you for a while, probably.
Yeah. Okay, Gerard. I thank you for telling me that. It's politics, but still, wouldn't you have to believe though, if the public hears this, it's going to benefit the public because they're going to understand more and they're going to avoid the shot.
Absolutely. Look, isn't that how God works?
Yes.
He leaves the devil around like a bull with a ring in his nose, and he uses their own stuff against them. They're going to shoot themselves in the head here. The only thing they have left right now is a pandemic. They want a war, and Putin refuses to oblige them. They need an excuse. The money's going down. They need to blame it on something, and they want this pandemic worse than anything. But
yeah, I want to ask you something, too. Did you just mention Putin? What's going on over in Russia? Does he allow those shots over there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's good. Okay.
No.
All right, John and Gerard, thank you so much. Gentlemen, I'll be talking to you down the road. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Gerard, where did I open that new page up or put those videos that I recently posted? Do you remember where we put them?
What did you say? You said you were going to put them in today's issues. I'm on this screen now. I don't know. I went right to them. They were there. I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was under the today's issues tab.
Yeah, I'm looking there now, and I'm not seeing it. Well, maybe it's on up-to-date news. Let's see.
Oh, maybe that's what you did.
That it? Nope.
Let me see. I could probably look up my history and see. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember where I put that.
You did put them in there, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I created.
You said you were going to put them in when you got off. And then, I don't remember. Let's see. Where's my date here? Stupid thing doesn't pounding.
All right, well, let me go on. We do have another person in the queue while we look for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks a lot, Walt.
Good night, sir.
Okay, we'll take our next person, Margie from North Carolina. You got the mic. Go right ahead.
Hey, hello, everybody. Today's
good.
My birthday.
Happy 9/11.
Thank you. I'm 67. I've got a question for you. When we go back to the Republic rule of law, you know, we have statute grand juries in there now. Will we be able to just go in there in each county and I know it'll be a process, and take it over or what?
Well, there's a process that, you know, ultimately we have to set up what's called administrations to the jury. And that's got to be the people, not politically connected, not bar attorneys, in order to really be the administrators for the juries, both grand and petit jury. And if that's what you're talking about, I guess. But that's something that, you know, again, we've written a paper with 19 points on it. And one of those points, I believe, is the fact that the people need to take their courts back. Under common law, the people always ran the court. Okay. And more often than not, especially you go back, 200 years, 300 years ago, you know, and of course even further, you know, often even a sheriff would really run the court. But it's just, again, he would be operating ultimately as a magistrate might act, and that is just sort of like a traffic cop keeping things moving along, because the tribunal is the people themselves. And so the whole thing really starts, you know, we wrote a book for grand juries, and we also wrote a book for petit juries. And matter of fact, let me just, while we're talking about it, I'll take a quick look at it. You find it under Starter Committee of Safety, and you come down to handbooks, videos, and tools. There are two books in here. As a matter of fact, I included a copy of this book in a case that I have up in federal court right now, which is an IRS case. We put in the grand jury handbook. Now, here's not the grand jury, the trial jury, the petit jury. So here's the petit jury handbook, okay, and it's 41 pages. People can download that free of charge. But I actually put this handbook into my case, okay, because, you know, we need to be able to enlighten the jury during the case, and because they're going to be polluted. There's going to be an uphill battle on this side of devolution. But again, this is part of the things that we're putting together into the federal courts in order to press back into our courts, back to courts of law, which would be courts of record. Now, we did the same thing for a grand jury handbook. Again, here, this is a 30-page book on this, and this is written specifically to enlighten, to fully inform the grand jury, and it's the other, to fully inform the petit jury. And of course, these handbooks also can be, if you want to buy the handbook, it's a pocket handbook, you know, you can buy the pocket handbook. Let's see, that would be under books under welcome. You'll find books by me, and let's see, here is this common law handbook, committee man, common law, Common Law Penitentiary Handbook here. You can purchase that. Let's just take a quick look. You get that up on Amazon for $7. But again, you can get it for free, you know, unless you want the handbook. So we want one, what was that, the penitentiary, and we have one on the grand jury. Here's the other one, which is the grand jury. Okay, and again, $7. So we'd like to, what we want to do is, well, we need money to do this. We've done this once before where we can sell these kind of handbooks for like 60 cents a piece. We were selling for $60, we were selling them 100 at a time for $60, and that was a common law handbook. And we had ordered that. Number 20,000 of them or something, we're able to get a campaign going and collect money and to purchase that many, and then we were selling them for 60 cents a piece. Like I said, we could probably even, you know, if we, again, when we go professional and we get some funding, then we will do something with these handbooks to make them super cheap. I know if you go to NCCS and you buy, for instance, the you can buy their Constitution handbooks, which they have a really nice constitutional handbook which they've got. And I put one together also. Let me see. Well, I'm pretty sure I did. Let's see. Edit, founding documents. I put a book together on that. And again, that's got, of course, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, a lot of quotes, and it's got some other information. I don't remember what else I put in there, but it's really a good handbook. But anyway, I know NCCS is selling them for like 30 or 40 cents a piece, and I think you have to buy so many at one time. So if you buy 100, it's like $30 or something, $35. But when you can go out and print, you know, have these handbooks printed, thousands of them at a time, then you can get them real cheap. Right now we have to go through Amazon, and there's a minimum printing and shipping and all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've taken, I've written, I mean, I've read all your things. I've taken all the courses, and you know, I've taken the Court Access to Common Law course. Now I'm reading it, the physical book. I'm reading it real slow, the physical book. And, you know, I know a lot of people haven't done what I've done. Everybody needs to really take all these courses. That I've been around since 2015, June of 2015, I've been a member. And yeah, what we need is just, and I'm still with the Welcome Committee. It's voluntary work for me. It's what I do. But, you know, it's my job. It's my, you know, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to, we're going back to the Republic rule of law. And, you know, in the SAR, National Economic Reformation Act, when that comes into play, the judges and the, lawyers are going to have to they're going to have to be re-educated in that. That's what it says.
Well, they'll have to come to us to get the education. I mean, I'm sure they might be. Well, I don't know who else is teaching what we're teaching. I mean, we're teaching the complete access into the
country. No one is. Your National Liberty Alliance .org is a gold mine. No one has what we have. No one. And if they do, I'm like you. If they do, we need to know about it.
Well, absolutely. You know? We need to connect with them and work with them. But, you know, look at the most important course that anyone, because we've got
education.
A lot of courses, you know, as you know, and anybody that's new or listening and new or have been around long enough, you know, we've got lots of courses. If you go underneath our educational tab and you come down here to click on our courses, we have lots of courses, and most of them are for free. A couple of them you have to be a premium member, and a premium member is someone that's donating $5 a month or more. People that can't even afford that, and there are people that can't even afford it, we'll let them in for free. Now, the most important course, the most powerful course, if anybody had to take just one course, okay, I would say it's Court Access and the Common Law course, because we cover everything, you know, how the whole system works. And, for instance, under our, just to give an example here for those who don't know, we have the Court Access Table of Contents, okay, and that page is available, and all of the videos that we recorded over the course of I don't remember what it was, 40 weeks or something, we laid all this stuff out, and all of these videos have been recorded. So the entire course is available to anyone at any time. You can take it at your own convenience. But as far as the table of contents and what we cover more on how to deal with the court process, how it works, all of the necessary paperwork and everything, more than that they would teach you in law school. That people would pay $150,000 to get that kind of an education a couple of
That's
years.
Correct.
Our course is even longer than theirs because each one of our sessions is 4 hours long, although the last hour is usually Q&A, but nevertheless, Q&A is an education as much as anything else. But, you know, we have everything, the essentials, how the grand jury works, so how to word formatting, log dictionaries, founding documents, founders quotes, U.S. Supreme Court decisions, U.S. codes, Act of Congress, state constitutions. We have the pleadings, how to write the pleadings, you know, how the pleading process works. We have all the forms for that, the causes of action, how to write causes of action. We've got a list of lots of causes of actions. We have defenses, affirmative defenses. We have motions and go through and all the forms necessary for that. Memorandums of law. We've got lots of memorandums of law, very powerful memorandums of law. We have quite a few books here on maxims and federal rules of civil procedure. We have a copy of that, which is garbage, but we need to know a little bit about that and when they refer to it. I always write in the case certain things are null and void because it's repugnant to the Constitution, like particularly Rule 2 of the rules of the federal civil procedures. But we have forms, we have instructions, how to write a case, habeas corpuses, jurisdictional challenges, moving for cause. I mean, we have so much stuff in here. And again, my brother went to law school, and he never worked as a lawyer, though. He did go. He just never went to it. He ended up working for the post office. But nevertheless, he said two things they didn't teach him. They didn't teach him anything about the Constitution. He says he remembers they had one time they talked about 20 minutes about the Constitution. That was it. So they really didn't teach anything on the Constitution. Clearly didn't teach nothing on the common law. This is common law focused. And the other thing that they didn't teach is a lot of the court procedures, you know, how the process really, really works. Because they're expecting you as a bar attorney, okay, when you come out of their schools, to go work with or for another lawyer or a law firm or someone that'll teach you the ropes and how all the process goes, you know, the regular process through discovery and all of those things. So they don't really teach you a lot of that stuff. They're really busy, really, you know, just trying to poison your mind and fill you up with certain ideas and thoughts that are destructive to courts of law. But anyway, we charge only $125 for this course. This is one course we use to really help to fund NLA. But it's well worth more than the $150,000 course you can get from the
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yes, it is. And I've taken it. I took it. I listened to the audio and video. And now I'm doing the physical. I'm reading it, the physical book, the whole book. And then I'm going to go back over and listen to the audio and video again. Because like you say, it's read. Repetition.
Mm-hmm. That's the key.
That is the key. That's the only way to do it. And everybody needs to get... They must not see it's that important, but, you know, we're going back to the Republic rule of law, and things are going to change. And, you know, everybody needs to know this.
Absolutely. And the committees of safety, you know, at least one person in the committee of safety, at least one, and I would say everybody, should take this course because, again, the education is so huge in what we teach here. But someone needs to be able to advise people in the legal part of the processes and be able to maybe write papers. Now, it takes a lot of work because, again, you don't just go through the course and all of a sudden you got everything. And stuff. You learn how to write. That is key, okay? And so learning how to write really is just reading. And we have a lot to read. We have lots of memorandums, and we have cases that are actual cases that we've written. So there's a real education. And, and, And you kind of learn the lingo of how to speak, you know, whereas and that kind of thing. Anybody that really is serious about it and really focuses in to get serious on the course and go through it a few times and examine everything that's in here, which we pretty much cover most of it, in the lessons itself. And all the forms and everything. At least one person in every committee of safety should have some legal knowledge, at least one. But I would say everyone should.
Right, right. And I read the mandamus to the Supreme Court. That's 232 pages. Yeah. You know, I read a little bit at a time. And the way you had it laid out and everything, that's just knowledge right there in education. It's not hard. I see how all the structure is, how you lay it out. That's what I look at and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very good. And I thank you, John, for doing all that. You're dedicated like I am. So.
You know, the only place we didn't address at all, and we address a lot of stuff on NLA. We need a basic holistic and nutrition course for doctors because they don't get an hour's worth of nutrition.
Right.
And that's one of the big problems with the doctors today. They haven't got a clue. They're taught to push drugs. And
we need to send them to Dr. Berg. And I should put a page up just
for Dr. because and just if we too bad we didn't have somebody that was into holistic healing that could just put like a blog out there and they could, you know, a doctor needs. I mean, they're so oblivious to what Dr. Berg is very good, very, very good, you know. I don't, you know, and so, I mean, he could do it. We could say, look, this is courses for people in medical school should have this to back them up because you're not going to have very good results if you have no knowledge of this. That's why they don't have results.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't even address they're treating symptoms and not causes. That's the bottom line.
Right, right. Then, but when the 6,000 patents get released from the NASARA, we're going to have med beds, and they're going to be free. It's going to be a free clinic in every county. And everything is going to be healed with light, God's love and light. That is light and its frequency. Everything is a frequency. Our bodies are electric. Our bodies are a frequency, you know, electron we give off. You know, that's what everything heals the body, and far infrared and different things. But it's all going to change.
But well, absolutely.
Again,
I got a page up right now. This is Dr. Berg's page here. Anybody that's got any kind of a medical problem, you go out and start looking at this guy's videos, put your keywords in there, and you'll find remedies. He lays out exactly what the problem is that caused your problem, and usually it's more often than not, it's either vitamin deficiency, supplement deficiency of some type, and so on. Also the damage that sugar does and carbohydrates.
Just going to say that even foods that we think are good, that they say are healthy, that we should stay away from. Like a lot of people can't eat the nightshade family, which is like peppers and things like that, and tomatoes. Mm-hmm. It makes arthritis worse. The Indians consider that poison. They wouldn't even eat them.
We eat is poison.
Yeah, well, that's right. I also found that page that you were looking for, John. It's under, I stuck it in your Skype box. It's called under today's issue and interviews. Got a lot of good interviews on it.
I put it on the interviews? I just didn't think they put it there. Oh, really? Okay, let me take
it. I think so. Well, which one were you looking for?
Oh, yeah, this is it. This is. I don't know why I didn't think of this. This is the proper place to put it because it was the interviews.
Right.
And,
so.
I was thinking when I saw that interview, I was thinking of how we interview, because we put a page up there or information and paperwork on how to interview people who want to run for office and what the committees of safety really want to focus in on questioning them. But here, this is it. Anybody hasn't seen, these are powerful, powerful, powerful videos, okay? Here's a Tucker Carlson interview with Hungary's prime minister.
pretty much this guy said, the only person who could save us is Trump. And okay. Here, this other guy, this other thing here, this is Colonel Douglas McGregor. Powerful, and he's been on a lot of. We got a couple of his videos here. His one with Carlson here. This is with Valuetainment. Valuetainment has a lot of good stuff too. He doesn't. People in Valuetainment doesn't really know what's really going on, but generally speaking, with information interviews, they got some great stuff. And so anyway, there's a lot of good stuff here. Another Valuetainment and stuff. But anyway, go ahead, Marjorie. Anything? What else you got? We got one other person.
Yeah. Pardon?
We have one other person in the queue. But go ahead.
Okay. Earthing has been around a long time. You know, all of the electricity, all of our natural energy is from the ground. You know, you put a copper wire in the ground. Everything you know you need to be grounded. Put a copper wire in the ground, and then I bought a earthing pad. Earthing, you know, it'd be good to watch the earthing documentary. That heals the body because the electrons, and you, I plug it in inside my ground wire in my apartment, and the electrons come up, and it heals everything in your body because our bodies are electric, and that will heal everything. But if everybody would watch the, it's called the Earthing documentary.
Yep.
About earthing and grounding, and then that'll help the chemicals in there. The you know vitamins, minerals. I take supplements too, and all that I have since 1995. It'll help with all that, and autism, cancer, thyroid.
And Dr. Berg goes to all of these issues and shows you. He shows you the causes, the deficiencies, and then the solution. And diet plays a big role in a lot of this stuff too. That of course that's key. You know, you are what you eat, so to speak. Gerard, by the way, can you take control here? Because I got to go pick my son up. I'm getting ready to get out of here. We do have one other person, the Jim from
PA. Yeah, sure.
In the queue here.
Yeah.
One other thing then, it's called the Earthing movie, Earthing documentary. It's been around for a long time, since 1940s or 50s. Our bodies are electric. But I commend you that, you know, I hope that you can watch it. But also, John, the what are we going to do about the mandamus to the Supreme Court? That where does that stand? Where is that in the works? You were going to try another strategy.
Yeah, right now it's sort of in limbo, okay? Not sure where we're going to go, how much we're going to push it at this point further, but the paperwork is in place. All of the evidence is in place because ultimately, you know, we were going forward with an indictment on the federal judiciary because the whole system is defunct. You know, but again, that paperwork really is written, hopefully to get through now. We didn't expect it to. If we can get it up to the United States Supreme Court, maybe we can get some, you know, something going on it. But again, it's really been written mostly for the other side of devolution because we have to move quickly to take control of our courts as soon as we get to the other side. At that point, I know we can win every argument in the court. But first, we have to get rid of all the enemies.
Okay. Well, look, I think on the other side of devolution, there's going to be major, major changes. They're talking about having to re-educate the lawyers and the judges. Somebody's going to got to go through all that court paperwork. See, this is why it's going to take time. They've been doing so much harm for so long. Somebody has to go through all those decisions. And even like we were talking about, a lot of people got sent to jail unconstitutionally, illegally.
Right.
They're going to have to let them go. I don't, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to take a team of people, well, many teams of people, and probably at the county level, going through all that. And anything the Supreme Court got, like our paperwork, somebody got to look at that and see why it wasn't answered. And some of them judges committed treason by their answers. You know what I mean? It's that serious. So I think, you know, the fact that we're putting it up here as a record is a good thing because this is the first time in history where we might actually get heard. And you know that somebody might actually look at it.
Yeah,
so,
Gerard,
Gerard, I got to leave now, so make sure when you're done here, shut the recording off before you close down, okay?
Okay, yep.
But we do have Jim in the queue right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm through. Thank you for your time, and goodbye, John.
I just wanted to tell you something, Marge. I'm familiar with grounding, and I studied homeopathy for many, many years. I took a course on and off for 10 years, used it. That's a frequency medicine, basically.
Yes. That's what we're going back to.
And I have this engineer that I talk to. He does a lot of crazy projects. He's retired, but he's still doing side work. And I asked him about grounding, and he seemed to know about it. And he said, "Listen," he said, depending on what your charge is, he said, some people don't need grounding. And he said, in that case, you won't feel anything from the grounding mat. He said, but if your charge is all the way over this way, he said, it works fantastic. So this is from his experience. So I just want to let you know that, you know, if you get somebody that says it doesn't work for them, that means that they didn't really need it. Most people probably need it, but there are some people whose charge, you know, if they're more negative or more positive, you know, it's not going to help them, you know.
We're all batteries. We're all electrical inside of
right,
our body.
Right. Yeah. So if your battery's up and you put it on the charger, guess what happens? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, unless you push so much juice in there that you boil it, you know. But anyway, he's telling me that there are people out there, there's a percentage of people that it won't make a difference.
I want to try to get some rid of my spider veins. And
Listen, it can't hurt either way. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
I read stories about guys burying themselves in the mud and getting and waking up and being healed, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, and I'm a pretty healthy person, but still, I'm, you know, 67 now, and my health is my wealth, and it always has been. So I'm trying it, you know.
And it makes sense because we are not grounded today. We're walking on plastic and rubber and macadam and all this stuff. So really, if you need grounding, you're out of luck. You know, you go take your, take your sneakers and your shoes off. Who does that? And in the Northeast here, it's hard to do that. I mean, in Arizona, everybody walks barefooted until it gets too hot, you know.
Trees are electric. Everything's electric. Natural energy from the soil and the ground outside. But I bought a grounding mat. I do it inside. I put it to the ground wire and the outlet plug.
Right.
And ground, you know.
Right. Right. I have one. I just bought mine. I didn't put it in yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, good, good. Did you watch that movie, if you'd like, you know, stick around the documentary?
I've been watching that stuff for many years.
Odor, his name is Clint Odor. Clint Odor, he was in the cable industry.
Right. Well, originally I made my own. I ran a ground wire into the ground, ran it up through the window, and then I ran screening underneath the mattress, you know?
Yes.
And did it that way, you know? So
You can. That's what Odor did. That's what Clint Odor did.
Yeah, yeah. I probably saw it on his video, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I've watched a lot
of his stuff. That's good. But we're going back to frequency. The Earth is, what, 7.38 hertz?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be, how we're going to be healed, with the med bay.
I can take my automotive hertz meter and put the electrodes in your hand.
Conductivity meter, so I know that if I'm grounded or not. I bought a conductivity
meter. Yeah.
But what do you say? Go ahead. You said something about
I have a meter that reads hertz frequency, and you put those probes in each, and it's very sensitive. I could read your frequency.
Oh, nice.
I think
I have a high frequency because, you know, I take the supplements and all, but I'm proud to be.
I don't know if you're familiar with Helga Clark. She was killing parasites and stuff and germs with frequencies. And I built her frequency generator where you hold a copper pipe in each hand and you dial the frequency in. And she had a book with all the different frequencies to kill all the different pathogens in the body. Very interesting stuff.
That's true. It will work.
Yeah. Anyway, I got Jim over there dying to get in, so.
All right, well, nice talking to you,
you too.
Gerard. Yeah. Appreciate it. Good night.
Okay. Thank you, Marge. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Okay. Jim's up next. Go ahead, Jim. You got the mic.
Hi, Gerard. It's Jim,
hey.
Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about that that the Florida news station, the broadcast about the GOP saying that the COVID shot. I think it's an important statement, regardless of who made it, but I think it would be much more credible if it was somebody like a U.S. senator or, you know, from that state or the governor, other than a political body like the GOP. I think it would be more credible.
Yeah, and I don't know. They said DeSantis is running some kind of investigation. I'm assuming a grand jury into the vaccine. I don't even want to call it a vaccine because it's not, but into the jab. And so they tied that in like he's tied into that. I don't know if they jumped there just because he's doing that now, and they figure it's going to tie into. Obviously, if he's looking for evidence, it's part of the evidence that he would put in. What you think? You know, so I don't know. Like I said, we'll have to see what comes out of it, because if they're not serious, they'll kill it. Look, nobody should be taking those shots, and people giving them those shots are actually in violation, because there is no data sheet with it. So how could you give informed consent when you don't even know what the hell's in it? You know?
Well, are they the useful, I don't call them idiots, but the useful...
Again, Nuremberg. I was following orders. I didn't know. But look at it, the trouble is it's the top guy. You know, these pharmacies. The pharmacists are in charge, and then they hire these people and teach them how to give shots. So that poor girl that's given shots, she's oblivious, but she's guilty too, because he's supposed to teach them that you're supposed to give these people informed consent. So. The least they should be doing is they should be opening up that blank sheet that says intentionally blank, and they say, I'm supposed to tell you all about this shot, but what I can tell you is the sheet says intentionally blank, so if it kills you or anything, we're not responsible. How many people do you think would still take that shot if they did that?
I don't know, Gerard. I'm sorry.
They don't have the courage to do it, but they
I don't have much
you know what? They're supposed to be doing it. It's their duty to do it.
I understand, but well, listen, I just wanted to comment on that. I think it's an important issue, and hopefully something will come out of it.
Well, they have to do something, and they know they have to do something. Everybody's waking up, and like I said, Dr. Michael Martin has some wonderful, wonderful videos out about this thing, about how he tracked it and where it came from, and when they got to the patents on it and everything. He's got all the evidence that just buries them. And the other one that's really good is Dr. Judy Mikovits, who Fauci had put in jail because she refused to pull her paper back. When she pulled him on the carpet, she did a paper, and he didn't like it. And he actually had her put in jail. And she was in there for a while before she got out. But she says none of these vaccinations, none of them, do any good, and that they're the cause. She said, look, we got MS in this country because of the polio vaccine, you know? And you know, they scared people, iron lungs and all this stuff, same scare tactics they do for COVID. You know, they had the big polio scare. And it turns out that that's all that stuff is poison. It's poison that they put in us, that they put in the air, they put in our food and water, but they put it in our vaccinations. And so, you know, 40 years later, we got all these problems, and the doctors go, we don't know what causes it. You know, any doctor tells you that he doesn't know what causes it, go find another doctor. Most of them today say, we don't know what causes it, but they're going to treat you with some petroleum-based medicine that's going to make the symptoms less, but it's not going to cure the problem, you know? So, look, at like they said, we have med beds coming out. We got lots of things that are going to make this stuff all go to bed anyway. You know, they have super technology that they've been hiding from us for years. You know, of course, they use it for themselves. I mean, I think George Soros is really 250 years old.
Okay, but, I'm gonna close here.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jim. Anyway, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week, and God bless. keep the nation in your prayers, keep all of us in your prayers, and go out and be patriots. Thank you.